It's time for North Posey Vikings softball on 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com. This live broadcast is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Chevrolet, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Nick's Industrial, Amber's Sweet Teas, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle & Shine, the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and Posey Storage.
Thank you for joining us on for Viking softball here on WPIW 98.9 FM or 1590 AM. I am Chris Moreland. I'll be bringing you today's game between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Southbridge Lady Raiders. Also, a special shout out to Dave Hurdle back at the radio station for running controls for today's game. Last night, North Posey defeated Evansville North on the road by the score of 3-0 to get their fourth win in a row on the season. The North game was originally scheduled to be played last Monday night, and it was postponed due to heavy rain showers. Last Wednesday, the Lady Vikings lost to, or last week, the Lady Vikings lost to Heritage Hills 7-2, with the Lady Patriots scoring 7 runs in the 6th inning to beat the Lady Vikings. North Posey bounced back and destroyed Vincent Lincoln 14-0 on last Tuesday. On last Thursday night, the Lady Vikings had a tough battle against Evansville Modern Day, but were able to escape the west side of Evansville with a 3-2 win. Last Friday, back at home, North Posey beat South Spencer 15-3. As a team, North Posey is batting 361 with 43 extra base hits. In the Pocket Athletic Conference, North Posey has a 4-1 record, good for second place right now. At home, the Lady Vikings are undefeated at 6-0 and won 15 straight going back to last season. The Lady Vikings have outscored their opponents 116-51 runs scored this spring. We're going to go through starting lineups real quick. Leading off for South Spencer is going to be second baseman number 16, Cameron Allen. Batting second will be second baseman number 2, Cameron Nally. Batting third will be shortstop number 33, Maddox Marshall. Marshall signed with Eastern Illinois. She's going to play there next spring. Batting fourth will be Adeline Lehman, catcher, number 22. Batting fifth will be Molly Shorts, first baseman, number 13. Batting sixth will be 34, Hannah Pauly, center fielder. Batting seventh will be Emerson Petrie, designated hitter. Batting eighth will be Claudia Burton, right fielder. Batting ninth will be Kenley Ferguson, left fielder. And the flex player will be Millie Hunter. For North Posey, they're going to be led off by Lily Hester, designated hitter. Batting second will be Sybil Renshaw, catcher. Batting third will be Lissa Heath, shortstop. Batting fourth will be Addie Murphy, pitcher. Batting fifth will be Morgan Levanchi, center fielder. Batting sixth will be Jenna Wehmer, left fielder. Batting seventh will be Ashton Elpers, first baseman. Batting eighth will be number 14, Addie Murphy, second baseman. Batting ninth will be Ava Lowe, right fielder. And playing the flex position today, and playing third base will be Ashley Blankenship. And they are coached by Gary Gentile. So we are a few moments away from the start of the national anthem, but I was going to go back to the little bit of storyline I got. Southbridge has also had a great season with an overall record of 10 wins and 3 losses. The Lady Raiders have won 3 straight games. Yesterday, Southbridge defeated Washington 12-6. So we're going to step away for a moment having that for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll bring you the first pitch of this game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Vikings softball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville. You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County. When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us here on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. I'm Chris Moreland. Pretty live action here today between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Southwood Lady Raiders. Thanks for joining us today. Where are you in the top of the first inning? Leading off the inning is number 16, Cameron Allen, third second baseman. She's got a 1-1 count here on her. Addie Phillips pitching, and Phillips just hit Allen on the back of the leg. She was hit by the pitch. So they got one runner on first base now, hit by a pitch. Up the bat now is number 2, Cameron Nally, a third baseman for the Lady Raiders. Lines up, low, ball one. I was almost in the dirt there on Phillip. This season, Phillip having a good year at the pitching mound. She's got a 1.98 ERA. She's 2-1. She's thrown 70.2 innings, allowed 58 hits, 24 runs. That next pitch, strike one. Right down the middle. So got 1-1 count here on Nally. Like I said, Phillip has got 58 hits, 24 runs, 20 earned runs, 34 walks, 80 strikeouts. Her opponent batting average is .213 on 1,189 pitches this season. Next pitch, Nally bunted, and it went out of play, strike two. So now we got a 1-ball, 2-strike count here on Nally. So see what happened here. Nally's a left-handed hitter for the Lady Raiders. And for the next pitch, right down the middle, strike three. So now he gets struck out looking, and that's one down in the inning. Up the bat now is number 33, Maddox Marshall. Marshall batted .465 last season. She recently signed with Eastern Illinois to play with them next season in softball. Very good ball player, very good athlete. She was good at, that was close. And Renshaw almost threw out Cameron Allen there in first base. That was a close one. Helpers was able to get the ball and tag her right away, but look, the umpire said she was on base. Looked like she was, could have possibly been out. Got 1-0 count here on Marshall. Marshall smacked that one out to right field, and she got, and Ava Lowe was able to catch it for the second out of the inning. So we got two down here in the top of the first inning. Next up the bat here for Southridge is number 22, Adeline Lehman. She's playing catcher today for the Lady Raiders. First pitch, strike one. Got no balls, one strike here on Lehman. Still got Cameron Allen on first base. He got hit by a pitch. He's the first batter. Lehman, or Grinshaw, and they tagged her out. So Allen tried to run steal for second base, and she got caught stealing, and that was the third out of the inning. So Southridge scores no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Still 0-0 between North Posey and Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Are you looking for a reliable and trusting home away from home for your most precious pets while you're traveling? Do you want to take your dog somewhere to burn off some energy while you work? Then check out the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, your newest Posey County dog boarding and daycare facility. Spoiling pets is their pleasure. Just register your pet online and schedule an appointment today at yellowbonedoggyranch.com or call 812-455-8285. Reserve your pet stay today at the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. I'm Chris Moreland. I'm bringing you live action here today from the North Posey softball complex between the Lady Vikings and the Southridge Lady Raiders. Pitching today for Southridge is number 19. Where's she at? Number 19, Millie Hunter. She's a flex player on the roster. She's not going to be hitting today, so they're going to be. So Hunter's at the plate right now for the Lady Vikings, or for the Lady Raiders. Leading off the inning for North Posey will be number 13, Lily Hester. Hester on the season is batting .383, 14 for 36 at the plate with 16 runs, 7 RBIs, 2 doubles, 2 triples, 5 walks, and 7 stolen bases. Not a bad year for a freshman. Hester steps in the batter's box. She's a left-handed hitter. That first pitch was low in the dirt, went behind the backstop, ball one. We got a one ball, no strike count here on Lily Hester. Hester waiting on the pitch. That next pitch was low, ball two. So now I got two balls, no strikes on Lily Hester. On deck is Sybil Renshaw, and then in the hole will be Alyssa Heath. Hunter throws that one low in the dirt, ball three. So now we got three balls, no strikes here on Hester. Lady Raiders come to this game on a three-game win streak, while the Lady Vikings are currently on a four-game win streak. So both teams are playing very well. That next pitch, ball four. So four straight pitches that were balls, and that leads to Lily Hester getting on to first base. So Silver Renshaw is at the plate now. Renshaw is leading them in batting right now. She's hitting .558 on the season, 29 for 52, 4 runs, 16 RBIs, 10 doubles, 3 triples, 2 home runs. And Renshaw just smacked that one, fouled it out of play. It hit the bleachers of Southridge over there. Strike one. I said Renshaw's got 10 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 4 walks, and 1 stolen base. She's having a great year, a great senior season. She was a third-team All-Stater last year on that 29-0 team. Renshaw smacks that one. It looks like it went out of play again, and it went behind the Southridge dugout. So no ball, 2-strike count here on Renshaw. That was a ball. It's high. It's one ball, 2 strikes now here on Sybil Renshaw. Renshaw waits on a pitch. That was high, ball two. Now we're two balls, two strikes now. Michelle's doing a good job keeping an eye on her pitches and everything, not swinging at just anything, so doing good. And that pitch, she just got hit by the pitch. And she's going to go to first base. And Hester's going to move over to second now. Coming in the game as a pinch runner for Renshaw is number two, Taryn Wilson. Up the bat now is number 12, Alyssa Heath. Heath on the season, she's batting .413, 19 for 58 at the plate, 12 runs, 11 RBIs, 5 doubles, 1 home run, 3 walks. She's having a really good season. She's just a junior. We got no outs here, top of the first. Still scoreless game. North Posey got runners on first and second. Heath just bunts it right in front of the pitcher. She's going to try to run it out, and she gets it. She's out at first. So, one down the inning, but she did move Hester to third and Wilson to second. So, up the bat now is Addie Phillip. Phillip, a senior. She's batting .367 on the season. She's 22 for 60. 5 runs, 15 RBIs, 2 doubles, and 3 and 1 triple this season. Richall hit, or Phillip hit that one and fouled down the line, out of play, strike one. So that no balls, one strike count here on Phillip. All one count here. One out here in the bottom of first. Still a scoreless game between North Posey and Southridge. Here's joining us. That pitch was high, ball one. Now we're at one ball, one strike now on Heath, on a Phillip. Full plates on the pitch. Phillip foul tips that one behind the press box, strike two. So now we got a one ball, two strike count here on Phillip. Raposi. Like I said, they're as a team, they're batting .361, doing one of the better batting averages in the area. Phillip hits that one, a line drive right to the first third baseman. She's able to catch it for the second out. So we got two down here in the inning. North Post got runners on first, second, and third. Morgan Levante's at the plate now. Levante's having a good year. She's batting .396. She's 19 for 48 at the plate, 13 runs, 7 RBIs. 2 doubles, 3 walks, and a stolen base. And that first pitch was a ball one. Next pitch. Levante hits that one. Goes, looks like the pitcher's going to be able to catch it, and she does for the third out. So Lady Vikings go down. They got end up getting no hits, no runs, 2 left on base. Still a scoreless game between North Posey and Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Hey, Posey County radio listeners. Barton Automotive Services has a deal for you. If your car is in need of some TLC, whether it's a funky noise, a mysterious dashboard light, or a routine checkup, they want to help. And here's the best part. When you mention this commercial, you'll get $50 off your service. So schedule your next visit today. Call 812-985-3000. Make sure you tell them Posey County Radio sent you.
Offer valid through June 30th.
Thanks for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. Top of the second inning. Adeline Lehman just hit a single right to center field, and she got on base. So that was the first hit of the game by either team. Up to bat now is number 13, Molly Schwartz. Schwartz is the first baseman for the Lady Raiders. So Adeline Lehman, she just got on base. She got the first hit of the game period. So, and Schwartz has swung through that one, strike one. So just join us. We're here in the top of the second inning. Still a scoreless game between North Posey and Southridge. Southridge got one runner on first. That next pitch was high, ball one. So we now got one ball, one strike now on Schwartz. And Schwartz just swung through that one, strike two. Now we got one ball, two strikes now. The count on Molly Schwartz. Yeah, I guess so. So we got one. We already got one out here. They actually called out Lehman there at first base. So we got one out here in the inning. We got a one ball, two ball, two strike count here on Schwartz. And Schwartz swung through that one, strike three. So two down here in the inning.
What happened with that?
Evidently left the base too soon.
Oh, okay.
She left from the pitcher.
Alright. So Schwartz just struck out. What happened was Lehman, she left the base too soon, and the umpire called her out. So we got two down here in the inning. Schwartz just struck out. Up the bat now is number 34, Hannah Poley. She's a center fielder for the Lady Raiders. So she ended up getting a hit, but she got thrown out first pitch, strike one. Poley, in the next pitch, she swings to that one, strike two. So no ball, two strike count here on Poley. Two down here in the inning. Poley swings through that one, strike three. So no Posey. So Southridge ends up getting one hit. No runs, one hit. Nobody left on base. Still a scoreless game between North Posey and Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. Leading off the inning here in the bottom of the second is number 9, Jenna Wehmer. Wehmer on the season is a 279 hitter. First pitch, ball Waldorf. So Wehmer on season 279, she's 12 for 43 at the plate, got 12 runs, 8 RBIs, 2 doubles, 1 triple, and she's got three walks and 3 stolen bases. And Wehmer swung through that one. That was strike two. So we got a 1-ball, 2-strike count here on Jenna Wehmer. Wehmer's been pretty reliable this season. She gets hits when they need them, and then like she did just right there, and she hit one towards left field, and it dropped right in front of the left fielder for a single on the first hit of the game for Narposi. Ashton Elpers is at the plate now for Narposi. She's a first baseman. She is batting at 349 on the season, 15 for 43 at the plate, 11 runs, 14 RBIs, 2 doubles, a home run, and 3 walks. First pitch, high, ball one. Elpers started off the season playing really well, and her average kind of dropped a little bit, but still having a great season, batting 349. Next pitch, high, outside, ball two. Now we got 2 balls, no strikes here on Elpers. Hunter winds up, throws a pitch, and Elpers hits that one right to the second baseman, and she catches it for the first out of the inning. So we got 1 out here in the inning. Wehmer goes back to first, so she's still first. And up to bat now is number 14, Addie Murphy. Murphy on the season, sophomore, batting 290, 9 for 31, 11 runs, 14 RBIs, 1 double, 1 triple, and 5 walks. First pitch, strike one. So she's got a... no ball, 1 strike count here on Murphy. That one was high, ball one. So now we got 1 ball, 1 strike here on Murphy. Murphy sets back in the batter's box. Little pitch. That was low inside, ball two. So now we're 2 balls, 1 strike now on Murphy. Murphy waits for the pitch. Wehmer tries to go for second, and they got her. So Wehmer got caught stealing for second, and that's 2 outs here in the inning. We got 3 ball, 1 strike count here on Murphy. That was a nice throw by the catcher there for Southridge. So 2 down here in the inning. Murphy hit that one, fouled it. And they were going for it, and it went up against the fence. So now we have full count now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2 count here. 2 outs here, bottom of the second inning. Full count. No score. Murphy swung through that one, strike three. So Narposi ended up getting 1 hit. No runs, nobody left on base. Still a scoreless game between Narposi and Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday.
J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking softball. Top of third inning. Still a scoreless game between North Posey and Southridge. Up the bat now is number 9, Emerson Petrie. She's a designated hitter today. Count now is 1 ball, no strikes here on Petrie. That pitch low. Ball 2. So now I got 2 balls, no strikes here on Petrie. Petrie is a designated hitter for the Lady Raiders. That pitch is low. In the dirt, went past Silver Renshaw, the catcher. Ball 3. So now we got 3 balls, no strikes on Petrie. Oh, that pitch was right down the middle, strike 1. So now we got 3 balls, 1 strike here on Petrie. Balls, 1 strike. Petrie swings through that one, strike 2. So now we got a 3 ball, 2 strike. Now we got a full count here on Emerson Petrie. And that was high, ball 4. So Petrie ended up walking on that bat. Claudia Burton's at the plate now for Southridge. She's a right fielder, number 8. Burton steps in the batter's box. Waits on the pitch from Fulop. And Burton tries to bunt it. And it goes behind to the backstop here, strike 1. So Southridge got one runner on first base. That's Emerson Petrie. She just walked. No outs here, top of the third, still a scoreless game. Burton tries to bunt it again. And that was ball 1. So we got 1 ball, 1 strike count here on Burton. Burton waiting on the pitch. Burton's trying to... Wow, that was a good play. So what happened was Burton bunted it right to the – bunted the ball right in front of the home plate. Silver Renshaw was able to dive to catch it. Renshaw threw it over to first base because Petrie was unable – she did not tag first base, and they threw her out at first. So they got 2 down there, 2 – like a double play basically, and they got 2 out – right there in a row. So good defensive move there by North Posey. And number 1, Kinsley Ferguson made it to first base safely on a bunt. So she's on first base now for the Lady Raiders. Cameron Allen's back at the plate now. Her first at bat, she got hit by a pitch. Then she got caught stealing for second in the top of the first inning. First pitch, strike 1. So we got 2 down here in the top of the third. Still nobody scored a run yet for the team. Back at the top of the lineup for Southridge, they are Cameron Allen's at the plate. That pitch, that was close. Ball 1. So we got a 1 ball, 1 strike count here on Allen. Kinley Ferguson got the bat, bunted on her first pitch. And was able to make it the first in time. So that was the previous hitter. Oh, that was close. Ferguson almost got tagged out there at first. We got Simple Renshaw threw it over to first, and they almost got her. So we got a 1 ball, 2 strike count here on Allen. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 outs here, top of third. Still a scoreless game. And we got a timeout here. Another batter. Get up. And Allen swings through that one, strike 3. So North Posey gets out of the inning with Southridge getting 1 hit, 1 left on base, no runs scored. still a 0-0 game between North Posey and Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Viking Softball.
You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Leading off the inning here for North Posey would be number 22, Ava Lowe. Lowe just bunted it right down the third base line, and she was able to get on first safely. So we're at the bottom of the third inning, still a scoreless game, and Lowe just got on base with a hit. So good bunt, very good bunt there by Ava Lowe. We're back at the top of the lineup now for North Posey. Lily Hester's at the plate. She walked in the top in the bottom of the first inning for the Lady Vikings. Lowe tried to go through that one, and that was a ball one. So we got one ball, no strike here on Lily Hester. Hester tries to go through that one. That's strike one. So now we got, I think it's one ball, one strike now here on Hester. Starts with that one. Now we got, I've probably got two balls, one strike now, I believe what it is. Two balls, one strike. Yep. On Hester. 2-1 count here. And that pitch was high, ball three. So we got three balls, one strike on Hester. Three one count here. That pitch is high, and that's ball four. So Hester going to get on base again with another walk. That was her second walk of the game for Lily Hester. Up the bat now is number 15, Sybil Renshaw. Renshaw got hit by a pitch in the bottom of the first inning. So now North Posey got runners. They got Ava Lowe on second, Hester on first, and Renshaw, their best hitter at the plate. Renshaw smacked that one right to the second baseman, and she gets Hester out there at second. So we got one out here in the inning. Renshaw got her first, but Taryn Wilson's coming in the game as a pinch runner for Renshaw while Ava Lowe moved to third base. So now we got Wilson on first, Renshaw on, or Wilson on first, Lowe on third, and we got Alyssa Heath at the plate. One out here, bottom of the third. Still 0-0 game between North Posey and Southridge. And the catcher tried to throw over there and tried to pick off Ava Lowe at third, and Lowe was able to get back to the bag in time. That first pitch on Heath was a ball. So Heath today grounded out in the bottom of the first inning. And Wilson steals for second. And Wilson steals for second. They Southridge dropped the ball. Lowe had a chance to score on that run, and she stayed at third. Ooh, that's not good. Yeah. So we got Wilson a second. She stole for second. And Lowe had a chance to score on that play. And he just smacked one out towards center field, and it dropped. Lowe's going to try to tag up, and she does for the first run of the game. So out to eight, and she gets an RBI sacrifice on there. Lowe scores while Wilson moves over to third base now for Lady Vikings. Up the bat is Addie Full up at the plate. Fulton today is 0 for 1. She flew out in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch, strike one. So the Lady Vikings are on the scoreboard now. They lead this game 1-0 over Southridge. We got two outs here in the bottom of the third. They got a runner on third. And Fulton just smacked one out towards center field, and it's going to – she caught it. So here we go. So we got Raposi ended up getting one hit, one left on base, and scored one run. Now they lead this game 1-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash. At Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Are you looking for a reliable and trusting home away from home for your most precious pets while you're traveling? Do you want to take your dog somewhere to burn off some energy while you work? Then check out the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch, your newest Posey County dog boarding and daycare facility. Spoiling pets is their pleasure. Just register your pet online and schedule an appointment today at yellowbonedoggyranch.com or call 812-455-8285. Reserve your pet stay today at the Yellowbone Doggy Ranch.
Top of the fourth inning, Lady Vikings lead this game 1-0 over Southridge. Up the bat now for Southridge is number two, Cameron Nally. Thanks for joining us here on WPIW. I'm Chris Moreland, and I'm bringing you live action here today. So we've got a one ball, no strike count here on Cameron Nally. Nally today is 0 for 1 at the plate. She struck out in the top of the first inning. Count now is two balls, no strikes here on Nally. Nally waits on the pitch. Nally swings through that one, strike one. So now we got two balls, one strike now on Cameron Nally. Nally swings through that one, strike three. So we got one out here in the inning. Up the bat now is number 33, Maddox Marshall. Marshall's a very tough hitter for the Lady Raiders. She's also a pretty good basketball player, too, for the Southridge as well. And she smacked that one out towards center field. And that was Morgan Levanci who caught it for the second out. So two down here in the inning. Up the bat now is number 22, Adeline Lehman. Lehman today is 1 for 1 at the plate with a single. First pitch, strike one. So now I got no balls, one strike on Lehman. Lehman fouled that one. Strike two. So now we got no balls, two strikes on Adeline Lehman. Lehman smacks that one down the right field lane and it goes foul out of play. That was close. That would have been a really nice hit if it stayed in play. So we got one, no balls, two strikes here on Lehman. 0-2 count here. Lehman fouls that one down the left field line. And that's another foul ball. So now we got no balls, two strikes here on Lehman. On the pitch. Will throws the pitch. And Lehman foul tips that one back to the backstop. Still no balls, two strikes. Both teams come in this game, like I said, on winning streaks. That next pitch was ball one. So now we got one ball, two strikes now. But like I said, both teams come in this game on both of them on winning streaks. Like I said, Southridge is right on a three-game win streak, while the Lady Vikings are on a four-game win streak. And Lehman fouled that one down third baseline, and Southridge coach was able to catch that barehanded. So we still got a one ball, two strike on Lehman. That pitch was high outside. Ball two. Now we got two balls, two strikes on Lehman. Lehman smacks that one right to first baseman Ashton Elpers. Elpers able to tag her out for the third out of the inning. So Southridge goes down. Three batters, one, two, three, no hits, no runs, nobody left on base. Still 1-0. North Posey leads this game going into the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive. When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5x12 feet, 10x12 feet, and massive 12x35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Gary starts the bottom of the fourth inning, leading off the inning four. North Posey will be number eight, Morgan LeVance. So thanks for joining us here at WPIW 90.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today between the Lady Vikings and the Lady Raiders. 1-0, North Posey leads. First pitch to LeVance, low, ball one. LeVance today is 0-1 at the plate. She flew out. She had a pop fly right to the pitcher in the first at bat. That pitch went right to the shortstop over to Marshall, and it went past the first baseman. So LeVance is going to end up getting extra bases out of this, and she does. So LeVance ends up at second base in that play by the throw by the shortstop, Maddox Marshall, throwing to first base. So up the bat now is number nine, Jenna Wehmer. Wehmer got the first hit of the game for the Lady Vikings. She got a single. She's 1-for-1 today at the plate. And they give that last at bat for LeVance. They gave her credit for as a single on that play. So another hit for the Lady Vikings. Wehmer tries to bunt that one, and she don't go through. So it's ball one. So now we got one ball, no strikes here on Wehmer. Got a 1-0 count here on Wehmer. Got LeVance on second. No outs. Bottom fourth. Wehmer swings through that one. Strike one. So now we got one ball, one strike on Waymer. Waymer looks like she's going to try to bunt it. And she does, down the first base line. And she gets tagged out. Oh, no. Did they say she's... The ball fell out of the first baseman's mitt. So Waymer got on base safely on that. Wow. And Levante moved over to third, so... So nobody's out for the Lady Vikings. They got runners on first and third. Waymer on first. Levante on third. Ashton Elpers is at the plate. And Ashton Elpers is 0-for-1 today. She flew out to the second baseman in the bottom second inning. And they tried to throw over and try to tag out Morgan Levante at third. And Levante was able to get back to third on time. So we got one ball, no strikes here on Elpers. On deck is number 14, Addie Murphy. And we got a wild pitch, and Levante's going to slide into home, and she's there safely. So now it scores 2-0, North Posey. So Levante scores on a wild pitch. We got a two-ball, no-strike count here on Elpers. Waymer moved to second on that wild pitch. And that's where we are. So we got a little timeout here between the infield and the catcher having a talk with the pitcher. Still no outs here. Bottom of the fourth. North Posey leads 2-0 over Southridge. Elpers is at the plate. She's got two balls, no strikes on her. Jenna Waymer is over on second. So this goes from here. Elpers smacks one down the third baseline, and it fouls out of play. Strike one. So now we got two balls, one strike now here on Elpers. That would have been a nice shot if it would have stayed in play. She possibly could have got a double out of that. So, see what happens here. Elpers plays on the pitch. That was high. Ball two. Now we got two balls, two strikes now here on Elpers. Elpers smacked that one right down the center field, and Waymer's going to end up getting in the score. Then Elpers going to end up at second. So an RBI there by Elpers. Score now is 3-0, North Posey. And the Southridge coach is coming out to have a talk with the pitcher. So we're having a little timeout here. So Elpers singles on that one. Gets an RBI single. That scores Waymer. So now we're at 3-0. A little bit of a break. The Southridge coach had a little talk with his pitcher. I think they're going to leave her in the game. And they're going to get back into play here. Here we go. So we're back in play. Addie Murphy's at the plate. Murphy struck out in our first at-bat in the second inning. So if you're just joining us, North Posey leads 3-0 over Southridge here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We got Ashton Elpers on second. That first pitch was low inside, ball one. Now we got, I said earlier, Murphy's 0-for-1 today. She struck out our first at-bat. She's had a good season for the Lady Vikings. Murphy smacked that one right over the third baseman, dropped it in left field, and Elpers is going to end up scoring for another run for the Lady Vikings. So that's a single by Murphy, scoring Elpers to get the Lady Vikings. Now the score is 4-0, North Posey. So Lady Vikings so far have scored 3 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Still no outs in the inning. Ava Lowe's at the plate now. Lowe today is 1-for-1. She got a single and scored the first run of the game for North Posey. First pitch, high, ball one. So now we got one ball, no strikes on the count on Ava Lowe. So Next pitch, strike one. So now we got one ball, one strike now on low. 1-1 count here. And Lowe tried to go to first, and she's out at first. She bunted. But she did move Murphy to second. So Lowe is out. Out for the first out of the inning for Narposi. But she did move Murphy over to second. Lily Hester's at the plate now. Hester today has walked twice for Lady Vikings. And Hester just fouled that one down third base line, strike one. So that was a sacrifice bunt by Lowe on that last play. So we got a no ball, one strike count here on Hester. Hester tries to bunt it, and she fouls it behind her, strike two. Now we have no balls, two strikes here on Lily Hester. That pitch is low outside, ball one. Now we're at one ball, two strikes on Hester. One out here, bottom of the fourth. Lady Vikings got a 4-0 lead. They scored three runs here just in the fourth. Hester smacked that one right up straight in front of the pitcher, and the pitcher caught it for the second out. So two down here in the inning for Lady Vikings. Sybil Renshaw is going to come and play now. And Renshaw today was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Then she got on base with a single in the third inning, so that's where we are right now. It's Renshaw. Renshaw, it was 0-for-1. That was a sacrifice there in the third inning. So she's 1-for-1. That one fouled behind home plate, and the catcher nearly got it, but she did not. So we got a one ball, one strike count here on Renshaw. Renshaw's batting in the high 500s for the Lady Vikings right now. Renshaw smacks that one out towards center field. As it got dropped, and she caught it. So three outs there. That's the third out on Renshaw flying out. But good inning for Lady Vikings. Ended up scoring three runs. Three runs, three hits, and one left on base. Lady Vikings now lead 4-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
Hey, Posey County radio listeners. Barton Automotive Services has a deal for you. If your car is in need of some TLC, whether it's a funky noise, a mysterious dashboard light, or a routine checkup, they want to help. And here's the best part. When you mention this commercial, you'll get $50 off your service. So schedule your next visit today. Call 812-985-3000. Make sure you tell them Posey County Radio sent you.
Offer valid through June 30th.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Top of the fifth inning, leading off inning four. Stoppage is number 13, Molly Schwartz. Schwartz today is 0-for-1 at the plate. She struck out in the top of the second inning. Lady Vikings lead this game 4-0 over Southridge here in the top of the fifth. That last pitch to Schwartz was a ball, so now she's at two balls, no strikes now. Schwartz hits that one down the third baseline. It goes out of play, strike one. Yeah, three. So we got two balls, one strike count here on Schwartz. That pitch, strike two. So now we got two balls, two strikes on Schwartz. Last inning there in the bottom of the fourth, North Posey scored three runs to extend their lead to 4-0. That last pitch was a ball. So now we got a full count now here on Schwartz. Three balls, two strikes. Three, two. Schwartz fouls that one over the Southridge spectators there. So we still got a 3-2 count. Schwartz steps back in the batter's box. Phillip lines up. And she gets her strike three looking. So one down here in the inning for Southridge. Up the bat now is number 34, Hannah Pauly, center fielder. Pauly is 0 for 1 today at the plate. She struck out in the top of the second inning. That pitch right down the middle, strike one. So now we got no balls, one strike here on Hannah Pauly. On deck for Southridge will be number 9, Emerson Petrie. That pitch, that was a ball. So now we got one ball, one strike here on Petrie. Or on Pauly. Pauly. Petrie's the next batter. Pauly tries to bunt that one, and it fouls out of play. Strike two. So now we got one ball, two strikes on Hannah Pauly. Pauly steps back in the batter's box. Full gets ready to wind up. Throws the pitch. High. Ball two. Now we got two balls, two strikes on Hannah Pauly. Addie Phillips up to 59 pitches so far. We're in the fifth inning, so not too bad. For next pitch, strike three looking. So two down here in the inning for North Posey. And that is the sixth strikeout today for Addie Phillips. So two down here in the inning. Emerson Petrie's at the bat. She's a designated hitter. Petrie has one walk in the third inning, and that's her only at bat. So this is her second at bat today for Lady Raiders. Count no balls, one strike here on Petrie. Petrie swings through that one, strike two. So now we got no balls, two strikes now on Emerson Petrie. O2 count here. Full throws a pitch. High outside, ball one. Now we got one ball, two strikes on Emerson Petrie. Phillip looks for a signal from her coach. Phillip lines up, throws a pitch. Right down the middle, strike three. So Phillip ends up striking out all three batters there in that inning. Go down. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Still, Lady Vikings lead 4-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around.
Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Bottom of the fifth inning, leading off the inning for North Posey would be number 12, Alyssa Heath. Thanks for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM. For Lady Vikings softball, I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today. First pitch, strike one. Heath today at the plate. She is 0 for 2 at the plate. She got a fly out. She got a ground out and a fly out. Next pitch, ball one. So now we got, oh, they call it a, it was a strike? Really? That looked like it was high outside, but umpire did call it a strike. So we can strike. Yeah, so Heath got hit by a pitch on that. That one looked like a strike. So here we go. So Heath got hit by a pitch. She's at first base now. Up the bat now is Addie Phillip. Phillip today is 0 for 2 at the plate. She has flown out two times. Phillip smacks that one out to left field. Looks like left fielder is going to be able to catch it for the first foul, and she does. So one out here in the inning for North Posey. LaVanchi today is 1 for 2 at the plate with a single, and she scored a run in the last inning. So Vanchi smacks that one out towards left field, drops in the grass, and she's on base with a single. Nice hit there by Morgan LaVanchi. That's LaVanchi's second hit of the game for the Lady Vikings. Nice hit. Jenna Wehmer's at the plate now. Jenna today is... Wait a minute. Jenna today had a single. She got the first hit of the game in the second inning. Then she scored a run in the fourth inning for North Posey. First pitch, high, outside. They call that a strike. Wow, that was looked like a ball, and that was looked like high and outside, and the umpire called that a strike. I'm just still, like, blows my mind on that. So, okay. That was a ball about the same place. So, we got a 1-1 count here on Jenna Wehmer. That is the craziest strike zone I've seen in a while. That pitch is a strike. So now we got one ball, two strikes now on Wehmer. Wow. That's just, the umpire's strike zone is just, it blows my mind today. That pitch was outside, ball two. So now we got two balls, two strikes now here on Wehmer. Got runners on first and second. One out here, bottom of the fifth. Lady Vikings got a 4-run lead. And Wehmer hit that one right off her foot, and they said that was a foul ball. Still strike two. So we still got a 2-2 count here on Wehmer. Two balls, two strikes, one out here in the inning. Wehmer smacks that one, line drive down third baseline, and it fouls out of play. Still strike two. So here we go. Again, we're at 2-2 count here still on Wehmer. Wehmer smacks that one out towards right field. As they're going to drop, it did out of play. So another foul ball. So still two balls, two strikes on Jenna Wehmer. Wehmer waits on the pitch. Wehmer smacks that one out towards left field. Looks like left fielder is able to catch it, and she does for the second out. So two down here in the inning. At the plate now is number 20, Ashton Elpers. Elpers today is 1 for 2 hitting. Uppers flew out in the second inning and hit a single and scored a run in the bottom of the fourth. That was a wild pitch, and both runners are going to end up moving. So we got Heath on third, Devante on second now. So that was off that wild pitch. Go one ball, no strike. And Elpers hit that one right down the third base line. It was a nice hit, scoring two for North Posey on that play. And Elpers is going to nip at second. So good move, good hit, good line drive hit down the third base line by Ashton Elpers. She got two RBIs on that play, scoring Heath and Levanche. So now the Lady Vikings now lead 6-0 over Southridge. So that was a great hit by Elpers there. Elpers going to get credit for a single on that. That pitch is a wild pitch. And Elpers going to end up at third, and she slides in. She's good. So now North Posey got a runner on third now. It's Elpers. Count now is one ball, no strikes here on Addie Murphy. Addie Murphy today is 1-for-2 at the plate. She struck out in the second inning, then she hit a single in the fourth. That pitch was low, went behind the catcher, but catcher was able to recover it in time. So Elpers would not go for home plate. Murphy waits for the pitch. That pitch low. Oh, that was two balls, one strike now on Murphy. Oh, that was a strike two. So now we got two balls, two strikes now on Murphy. 2-2 on the count. Hunter winds up. Murphy foul tips that one behind the press box, at the press box, still strike two. So now we got two balls, two strikes now here on Murphy. Lady Vikings lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning, if you're just joining us. And strike three. So Murphy got caught looking on that one for the third out, but still a good inning for North Posey. Ended up getting two runs, two hits, and one left on base. Lady Vikings now lead 6-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
You've looked everywhere but just can't find that perfect shirt. Stop looking and ask for exactly what you want with Amber Sweet Tees. Whether it's for a family gathering, a big life moment, something you've dreamed up, or custom school spirit wear, Amber can create the perfect shirt at a fantastic price. To see what's hot off the press and current pricing, visit Amber Sweet Tees on Facebook or call 812-430-1572 to discuss your needs and wants. Amber Sweet Tees, the go-to for custom t-shirts in Posey County.
Thank you for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from North Posey Lady Vikings softball complex. North Posey leads this game 6-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Leading off the inning for Southridge is number 8, Claudia Burton. Our first pitch, strike one. So now we got no balls, one strike count here on Burton. There we go. Phillip lines up, throws a pitch. And that one looked like a strike, but they called it a ball. So we got one ball, one strike here on Burton. Now it's two balls, one strike now. Two on the count. Burton foul tips that one. Now it's strike two. So now we got two balls, two strikes here on Burton. Addie Phillips up to 68 pitches now in the game. Still not bad at all for going in the sixth inning. Had a very solid day at the mound. Phillip goes that pitch, and Burton swings through, strike three. So, one down here in the inning for Southridge. Kinley Ferguson's at the plate now. Ferguson's one for one today. She got a single in the third inning. No, the third inning. So today, Phillip's got three, four, five. She's up to eight strikeouts already in this game. So, very impressive outing here for Addie Phillip. And Ferguson hits that one out towards left field, and it's caught for the second out. All the North Posey infield all moved up because they're afraid she was going to bunt that one. So two down here in the inning. Up the bat now is number 16, Cameron Allen. Allen today was hit by a pitch in the first inning, struck out in the third inning. So she's 0 for 1 today at the plate. Allen is the Lady Raiders' second baseman. First pitch, high, ball one. So we got one ball, no strikes here on Allen. That pitch is high, way outside, ball two. So now we got two balls, no strikes here on Allen. Got two outs here in the top of the sixth. Lady Vikings have a 6-0 lead over Southridge. That pitch right down the middle, strike one. So we got two balls, one strike now here on Allen. Two-one count. And Allen foul tips that one behind home plate. And now we're at two balls, two strikes now. Allen hanging in there at the plate. And Allen swings through that one, strike three. So Southridge goes down again on three batters, three straight outs. Fulham gets two strikeouts in the inning. No hits, nobody left on base. Still, Lady Vikings lead this game 6-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
JT's Hardware on Main Street in Poseyville.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Your vehicle is one of your largest investments, so make sure you take care of it by keeping it clean at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Poseyville's brand new and only car wash. With one touchless automatic bay, two manual wash bays, and four vacuums to keep your exterior and interior spotless. Billy's Sparkle and Shine also offers fleet account services to business customers. Make sure you take a few minutes and protect your vehicle with a quality car wash at Billy's Sparkle and Shine, 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Lady Vikings lead 6-0 over Southridge. Leading off the inning for North Posey is number 22, Ava Lowe. Lowe today at the plate is 1-for-2 at the plate. She got a single and scored the first round of the game for North Posey, and then she grounded out. Lowe hit that one right up in the air, right to the second baseman for the first out of the inning. So one out here on North Posey, and up the bat now, we're top of the order, is number... They're going to bring Ashley Blankenship in the game now, number 23. She's going to be batting at the top of the order now. So Blankenship's in the game. Blankenship has been playing third base for the Lady Vikings, but she hasn't been hitting. But this is going to be her first at bat. Then on the season, Blankenship is batting 238 on the year. She has... She's 5-for-21. She's got three runs, one RBI, two walks, and one stolen base. So Blankenship steps in the box and for the first pitch. That first pitch, strike one. So now we got no ball, one strike count here on Blankenship. That pitch is high, ball one. So now we're at one ball, one strike now on Blankenship.
Ooh,
that pitch. So one ball, two strikes now on Blankenship. Blankenship smacks that one out towards left field, and the shortstop was able to catch it, which was Maddox, for the second out of the inning. So two down here in the inning for Norposi. Next up the bat here is Sybil Renshaw. Renshaw today was hit by a pitch in the first inning. And she's 0 for 2 today at the plate. So Renshaw's batting average probably going to go down just a little bit. But she's still in the 500s for Lady Vikings. She's still leading them in hitting. So Renshaw smacks that one right over there. And the catcher's able to catch it for this third out. So, Norposi ends up getting no hits, no runs, nobody left on base. Still lead this game 6-0 over Southridge. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Vikings softball.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Ed, man. Thank you for joining us here at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today between the Norposi Vikings and the Southridge Raiders. Top of the seventh inning, leading off the inning for Southridge is number two, Cameron Nally. On deck will be Maddox Marshall. Then the hole will be Adeline Lehman. Addie Phillips still at the mound. She's up to 76 pitches now in the game. Cameron Nally today is 0 for 2 at the plate. She struck out two times, once in the first inning and once in the fourth. So Phillip winds up, throws a pitch, swings through, strike one. Both first and third basemen got Alyssa Heath over third. You got Ashton Uppers over first, and they're both kind of lying. They're both moved up a little bit just in case she tries to bunt it. And Nally hits that one right down the third base line, and she's going to get on base with her first hit of the game, and that's a single. Up the bat now is number 33, Maddox Marshall. Marshall today, she's a 400 hitter. She's average. She's 0 for 2 at the plate. She's flown out two times, once in the first inning and then once in the fourth. So we got no outs here, top of the seventh. Southridge got a runner on first. First pitch, ball one. So we got no one ball, no strike count here on Marshall. Like I said earlier, Marshall's going to be playing softball next year at Eastern Illinois University. And that pitch was ball two. So now we got two balls, no strikes here on Marshall. Oh, that was close. And Sybil Renshaw tried to throw out Nally there at first, and she got back safely. So now we got two balls, one strike now on Marshall. Phillip lines up, throws the pitch. Marshall smacks that one right to shortstop, and it bounces off of Addie Murphy's glove, and she's going to get on base on an error. So that'd be an E6. moving. Nally to second. Marshall's at first. Adeline Lehman's at the plate. Lehman today is 1-for-2. She got a single in the second and grounded out in the fourth. So no outs here, top of the seventh. Southbridge got runners on first and second. Okay. First pitch, ball one. So we got one ball, no strikes here on Lehman. Pull up, lines up, throws the pitch. Lehman hits that one right out towards third baseline, and she gets in, drops right on the third baseline there in the grass, and she's on base safely with the single. So they got loaded bases now for Southbridge. That was a nice little hit there, right over Alyssa Heath there at third base. Up the bat now is number 13, Molly Schwartz. Schwartz today is 0-for-2. She struck out twice today for Lady Raiders. So we got Molly Schwartz here at the plate. No outs here, top of the seventh. That pitch right down the middle, strike one. So now we got no balls, one strike here on Schwartz. Pull up, lines up, throws the pitch. And the umpire took a hit. He took a shot to the arm on that play. And he's down for a minute off that foul tip there by Schwartz. That ball foul tip back and hit him pretty hard. Looks like he's going to be okay. He took a shot on that one. So I have a little bit of delay game here for a minute. So we're going to go back to play now. Here we go. So now we had no balls, two strikes here on Molly Schwartz. 0-2 count. Still no outs here in the top of the seventh. Southbridge has loaded bases. Schwartz swings through that one, strike three. So that was the third strikeout of the day for Molly Schwartz. One out here in the inning now. Up the bat now is number 34, Hannah Pulley. Hannah Pulley is 0-for-2 today. She's also struck out twice. So that is a wild pitch thrown, and Southbridge got on the board. They scored off Keeman Nally, scored on a wild pitch, and now Southbridge got the first run of the game on the board for them. Now it scores 6-1. Another wild pitch, and Maddox just scored for Southbridge. So now it scores 6-2 now. So two wild pitches. So that's another wild pitch. Coach Gentile is going to go out to their mound and have a talk with Fuller for a minute. 6-2. Lady Vikings still lead here in top of the seventh. Pirates going out there, have a little talk with them, settle them down a little bit, and get these last two outs and get out of this game. So hopefully that's what happens. Up the bat now is number 30. Still at the bat, at the play, is number 34, Hannah Pauley. The count now is one ball, one strike here on Pauley. That pitch is low inside, ball two. So now we're at two balls, one strike now on Pauley. Please join us. North Posey leads 6-2. That's ball three. Now we're three balls, one strike now on Pauly. Three-one on the count. Pauly foul tips that one behind home plate. Strike two. So now we're at 3 balls, 2 strikes now on Pauly. And Pauly swings through that one, strike two, strike three. So that's her third strikeout of the game. So 2 outs here in the inning. Pinch hitter in the game for is number 18, Keegan LaRoche. LaRoche, first time at bat today for Southridge. Roche is a sophomore. She's hitting in the 7th position there for Emerson Petrie. And LaRoche foul tipped that one. Out of play, strike one. So now we got no balls, 1 strike on LaRoche. Another foul ball. Strike two. Phillip lines up, throws the pitch. Outside, ball one. Now we got 1 ball, 2 strikes here on LaRoche. The Southridge team is very tough. This is a good win for North Posey if they can pull us out. And LaRoche fouled that behind the press box. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. It's hanging in there. Phillip lines up. Oh! That looked like a strike there, and the umpire called it a ball. So that was right down the middle. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on LaRoche. I don't know if you get a perfect pitch like that again. That looked good. LaRoche hit that one right to the pitcher, Phillip. Phillip throws her first, and she's out. And that is your game. North Posey wins by the final score of 6-2. So North Posey gets their fifth win in a row and improve their season record to 12-4 on the year. So congratulations to them. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you a couple scoring totals from today's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM Lady Vikings softball.
Hey, Posey County radio listeners. Barton Automotive Services has a deal for you. If your car is in need of some TLC, whether it's a funky noise, a mysterious dashboard light, or a routine checkup, they want to help. And here's the best part. When you mention this commercial, you'll get $50 off your service. So schedule your next visit today. Call 812-985-3000. Make sure you tell them Posey County Radio sent you.
Offer valid through June 30th.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Thanks for joining us here in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Vikings softball. Final score today, where Posey beat Southridge by the final score of 6-2. They'll get their fifth win in a row on the season and improve to 12-4 on the year. Southridge, three-game winning streak was snapped today, but they fall to 10-4 on the year. They're still having a very good year. That Raider team is tough. So today, winning pitcher for today's game was Addie Phillip. She went all seven innings. She gave up five hits, two runs, one earned run, one walk, and 12 strikeouts on 99 pitches. So very good game there by Addie Phillip. North Posey had eight hits in the game. Morgan Levan, she ended up getting two hits in the game. She was 2-for-3. Jenna Wehmer was 2-for-3 at the plate, and so was Ashton Elper. She was 2-for-3, and she had three RBIs in the game as well. So also getting hits in the game was Addie Murphy and Ava Lowe. So they both got hits as well. So eight hits today for the Lady Vikings. Good win for them to move on to 12-4. They held Southridge to five hits in the game. Also coming up now for both teams, this Friday, North Posey will play here at home again against Jasper starting at 5 p.m. Next game's coming up for Southridge will be tomorrow when they play at home against Wood Memorial at 6 o'clock. Then they play Friday at home against North Knox at 6 o'clock. So that is what's coming up for both teams. Thanks for joining us here on 98.9 FM. Final score again, North Posey wins by the final score of 6-2 and improved to 12-4 on the season and extend their win streak to five games. So thanks for joining us this evening. Thank you for listening to us, and we'll see you again in a few days. Have a good evening.
North Posey Vikings softball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Expressway Chevrolet, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Nix Industrial, Amber Sweet Teas, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle & Shine, the Yellow Bone Doggy Ranch, the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, and Posey Storage. This broadcast has been a presentation of Posey County Radio.
AM 1590 WPIW Mount Vernon and FM 98.9 W255 DQ Poseyville.